This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
The Danish band Aqua and their big hit Barbie Girl. Back in 1997, it was number one all over the world. Heard anything since then out of Denmark? Okay, maybe some of you have, but most of us, not so much. But that doesn't mean nothing is going on. Reviewer Chris Nixon is going to bring us up to speed.
This is the sound of Nephew, currently Denmark's biggest rock pop band. Their 80s influenced sound has brought them huge success at home. In part, that's because a number of their songs are in Danish, creating a large sense of national pride. In the global genre of rock, where the overall sound varies little from country to country, it singles them out. But that language barrier also isolates them. While they sell plenty of records in Denmark, outside the country, Nephew are largely unknown. By contrast, the band Infernal sing only in English. Last year, they made the charts in several countries with a dance song called From Paris to Berlin. It proved so popular that it even spawned a couple of parodies. Their electro synth sound is pure retro disco dance floor, but they do it with great panache. If Danish rock largely sticks to the international formula, Danish jazz takes a more regional focus. It stays close to the spare sound that characterizes Nordic jazz, where space and atmosphere are both vital ingredients. You can hear those qualities in the work of singer Cecilie Norby. A refugee from soul music, her albums regularly make the Danish charts, a rare feat for any jazz artist anywhere. And she can find jazz in the unlikeliest places, like this delicate cover of Leonard Cohen's mystical Hallelujah.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played as he pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor falls, but the major lives, the baffled king's composing Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
But it's trumpeter Palle Mikkelborg who's established the greatest international reputation in Danish jazz. Over the course of 30 years, he's honed his musicianship into a fine lyrical craft. There's an introspective, pensive quality to his playing. His trumpet tone, frequently muted, can be remarkably similar to the human voice, whether in quiet reflection or full flower. But it's Danish folk music that comes closest to capturing the national character. After almost dying out just a few years ago, folk music has experienced a great revival over the last decade. That revival was kick-started by the band Sort & Mold, whose 1990s work mixed old ballads with electronica. Their revolutionary sound won Danish Grammys and suddenly made traditional music hip again in Denmark. These days you can get a degree in folk music at Denmark's Carl Nielsen Academy. That's producing a young generation with great knowledge of the tradition and vast technical ability. They've brought a thorough revitalization to the genre. In fact, at times it can seem like the most daring music coming out of Denmark. For instance, on their recent album, Grum, Instinct forges a sound that's almost folk metal. It's intense and often downright thrilling. Slowly, over the last decade, Danish folk has found its way onto the world music stage. Probably the best-known act, with frequent international touring, is the guitar and violin duo of Haugard and Høyrup. Their mix of original and traditional tunes showcases some melodic, virtuosic playing, with Harald Haugard rightly earning a reputation as one of the world's top folk fiddlers. Undoubtedly, all Danish music is helped by the fact that many artists receive some government support for international touring and development. That's something you won't find in many countries. And with the country hosting two of the world's most respected festivals, Roskilde for rock and Tunde for folk music, homegrown artists receive major exposure. All that remains is for Danish artists to parlay that into greater international fame.
Our reviewer Chris Nixon is based in Dronfield, England. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.